How important do you think the actions in Melbourne were and the people in Melbourne were for how all of Australia was viewing it? Was it just that Melbourne was talking to Melbourne, or was Melbourne talking to other cities and the rest of the population?
Well, remember, Melbourne was the capital, right?
Parliament's here.
Yeah. Mm. So that's the crucial thing to remember. We forget that. Mm. So, you know, we're the capital. It's here. This is where the decisions are being made. This is where the action is. So, you know, all attention gravitates to Melbourne for that reason.
We have this lovely story that Morris goes across to South Australia and persuades the South Australian Trades Hall Council to the point where Tommy Ryan, who comes and opposes him, comes over because there is this view that everything was going just fine for conscription in South Australia until Morris turned up.
Mm.
And he turned, and it would appear that that's a genuine assessment of him turning them the same way. Mm. But I think, my sense is that the Victorian Trades Hall Council, the Victorian Labor Party, took a strong stand against conscription very, very early. It was transmitted everywhere else through the labour movement, and it just kind of led. I think it's fair enough to say that what's happening in Melbourne is really determining what happens elsewhere.
Well, I mean, yes.
Yeah. I mean, obviously people still voted for and against conscription.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
I think apart from Melbourne being the capital and the parliament being here, I think each of the states sort of had their own particular features, you know, and characteristics, if you like. So in Queensland, there was an incredibly, incredibly effective women's peace army, led by, you know, Margaret Thorpe and a whole range of women, particularly Jenny Griffiths, Scott Rivers. And they managed to really, really make a difference in North Queensland particularly. So I think each of the states have their own sort of way of engaging with conscription, but you really have to come back to the fact that Melbourne is where the power is, and that will inevitably bring attention to Melbourne during the war years. So, yeah, I mean, I think that was the kind of distinguishing feature of Melbourne in one way.